Bernie Bunny has two daddies now. Sorry about homosexual rabbit. Jerry the gerbil and the bullies on the bus. Reddit not helpful. Oh, well, here we go. Stu the cockatoo is new at the zoo. Author Sarah Carpenter lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, with her husband and best friend Mark, and their cockatoo Stu. Probably makes her an expert in making friends, wouldn't you agree?
I don't like birds. They scare me.
Me too. Most people don't see it. What are you reading?
Curious George.
Oh, I do like monkeys.
Curious George is a monkey.
Somewhat anthropomorphized, but yes. Say, maybe sometime you and I could go see monkeys together. Would you like that?
Okay.
Sheldon, what are you doing?
I'm making friends with this little girl. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm your new friend, Sheldon.
No, you're not. Let's go.
We were really hitting it off.
Don't look up those cameras.
I'm curious, in the How Well Do You Know Sheldon section, what do you put for his favorite amino acid?
Lysine.
Damn it, I had lysine and changed it.
Oh, good, you're just in time. I believe I've isolated the algorithm for making friends.
Sheldon, there is no algorithm for making friends.
Hear him out. If he's really onto something, we could open a booth at Comic-Con, make a fortune.
See, my initial approach to Kripke had the same deficiencies as those that plagued Stu the cockatoo when he was new at the zoo.
Stu the cockatoo?
Yes, he's new at the zoo.
It's a terrific book. I've distilled its essence into a simple flow chart that will guide me through the process.
Have you thought about putting him in a crate while you're out of the apartment?
Hello, Kripke. Yeah, Sheldon Cooper here. It occurred to me that you hadn't returned any of my calls because I hadn't offered any concrete suggestions for pursuing our friendship. Yeah, perhaps the two of us might share a meal together. Yeah, I see. Well, then perhaps you'd have time for a hot beverage. Popular choices include tea, coffee, cocoa. I see. No, 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 wait. Don't hang up yet. But what about a recreational activity? I bet we share some common interests. You tell me an interest of yours. Really? On actual horses? Tell me another interest of yours. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have no desire to get in the water till I absolutely have to. Tell me another interest of yours.
Uh-oh. He's stuck in an infinite loop.
I can fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, but isn't ventriloquism by definition a solo activity? Yeah. Wait, tell me another interest of yours. Is there any chance you like monkeys? What is wrong with you? Everybody likes monkeys. Hang on, Kripke. A loop counter and an escape to the least objectionable activity. Howard, that's brilliant. I'm surprised you saw that.
Gee, why can't Sheldon make friends?
All right, Kripke, that last interest strikes me as the least objectionable, and I would like to propose that we do that together. Tomorrow. Yes, I'll pay. All right, goodbye. All right. Time to learn rock climbing. You know, I am a fan of ventriloquism. Maybe you, me, and your dummy could go get a hot beverage. He could talk while you drink.
Nope, I'm gonna climb some rocks.
This appears significantly more monolithic than it did on my laptop. One expects to see hominids learning to use bones as weapons.
You afraid of heights, Cooper?
Hardly. Fear of heights is illogical. Fear of falling, on the other hand, is prudent and evolutionary. What would you say is the minimum altitude I need to achieve to cement our newfound friendship?
Come on, they have birthday parties here. What do kids climb this?
Little kid hominids, perhaps. So is this your entire job? Parents must be so proud.
Let's go, Koopa.
Coming, Kripke. Okay. Harness seems to be secure. Small amount of incontinence just now, but the website said that's to be expected. Okay. This isn't so bad. A bit like vertical swimming.
Hey, look at you, Koopa. You're almost halfway to the top.
I am? I was wrong. It is a fear of heights.
You all right there, Koopa?
Not really. I feel somewhat like an inverse tangent function that's approaching an asymptote.
Are you saying you're stuck?
Well, part of inverse tangent function approaching an asymptote did you not understand?
I understood all of it. I'm not a moron. Just keep going.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Well, then climb back down.
No, that doesn't seem any more likely.
So what's your plan, Koopa?
Well, it's not exactly a plan, but I think I'm going to pass out.
I'm sorry, can we please just do it one more time?
Okay. One, two, one, two, three, and...
It's a little thing, but you really do miss it.
Hello, everyone. I brought my new friend, Barry Kripke, home for dinner.
Oh. Hello to you, too.
How was rock climbing?
He passed out. Just hung there like a big swami.
No, baby, that's where I sit.
Ooh, you have a special spot. What kind of wacko are you?
How much time you got?
You want some Chinese food?
Terrific. Got any dental floss?
In the bathroom.
Be right back. I gotta floss the Indian food out of my teeth if I'm gonna eat Chinese.
Sheldon, are you okay?
Oh, yes, I pass out all the time. But it was worth it. I've made substantial progress in bonding with Kripke, which brings me to an awkward moment.
What's that?
Maintaining five friendships promises to be a Herculean task, so I'm going to have to let one of you go.
Me, let it be me.
Leonard, you are my roommate, my source of transportation, and you help me fold my sheets when they come out of the dryer. You are safe.
Can I whistle?
Don't be silly. Howard, you do not have a PhD. Your cologne is an assault on the senses, and you're not available for video games during the Jewish high holidays.
Guilty as charged. I'm out.
No, you two are safe.
Oh, come on, what do I have to do?
Okay, you know what? I see where this is going. I'm not one of you guys. I'm not a scientist, so just...
Penny, everything you're saying is true, but please allow me to continue. Raj, you're out. It's a good question. While you do provide a certain cultural diversity to an otherwise homogenous group, your responses to the questionnaire were truly disturbing. How could you for a moment think that my favorite amino acid is glutamine?
He had lysine but changed it. Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, Raj.
I like to floss before I eat, so my gum pockets are open for new food.
Ew.
Hello. How did I walk past you? I'm Barry.
Penny.
Yeah, it's not a very hot name. I'm gonna call you Roxanne. Ooh, pot stickers.
Suddenly I'm looking pretty good, huh?
So, Kripke, I was wondering if there's any chance you could get me some time on the Open Science Grid computer.
No.
No? But we're friends.
I'm sorry. No, my friend?
I'm confused. I was given to understand that you allow your friends time on the machine.
No, that's wrong. There's an official schedule. I have no control over it.
Oh. This entire endeavor seems to have been an exercise in futility. Raj, you're back in. He likes monkeys.
You gotta give him credit for sticking with it.
Well, I didn't think he had it in him.
We almost made it to the top this time.